Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. Maria has done that, and we started with her last hour. She is not a happy camper right now. She's been in a relationship with a dude for about 8 months. He went away on a business trip. When he came back, he was being a little circumspect, and so she snooped and realized that there were pictures. Was everybody dressed in the pictures, Maria?
No.
They were naked?
Well, they were sending pictures back and forth, and it was her sending photos of herself in, you know, different outfits and things like that.
Well, but different outfits. What I said was, that, was anybody naked? And you're saying...
She was in some of them, yes.
She sent naked pictures?
To him, yes. And it was more what they were writing back and forth that had me worried.
What were they writing back and forth?
Oh, just that they loved each other and how beautiful she was and how much they missed each other. And
yeah, but I think that falls into stupid rather than erotic necessarily. I mean, you could see it either way. And part of it, you're going to continue the story, but at some point, you're going to have to figure out whether or not you want this relationship to go forward or not. But
yeah, that's where I'm calling.
Okay, so let's go back. So you confronted him. He admitted after sort of essentially getting busted that was an old girlfriend.
Right.
He said, yep. I'm not going to be in contact anymore. I don't want to talk with her anymore. I love only you. Nothing
yep, exactly.
happened. All right, so where are we? So then what happened?
So fast forward to now, and I'm still really suspicious.
And how long ago was this?
This was back in November. And I still am suspicious. And just recently I did it again and looked through and found emails now and through their work. So they're still continuing communication and the same type of communication and photographs. So my question is, can I trust this person who has told me, no, I will not contact this lady anymore, and I love you, and I want you to move in, etc.? Or is this just a relationship that I need to end?
I'd ask him exactly that question. I don't think the burden should fall on your shoulders completely. Because no matter what you do at this moment, if you end it, then he gets to be the victim of she was so distrustful and whatever. If you continue, then he's getting away with it. So either way, he's really put you in a very untenable position. I'd say to him, tell me what I should do here, baby cakes. You promised you wouldn't be in touch with her. And you need to go back over your memory banks, because this guy does. What does he do for a living? Is he a lawyer?
No.
Okay. What does he do?
I'd rather not say he's not a lawyer, but he has a good job.
I'm trying to figure out if this is part and parcel of who he is as a person.
He does trade work. Skilled
trade. Pardon?
Like skilled trades.
Okay, so he's not a salesman per se, and he's not a lawyer.
No.
Okay. Because both of those people, lawyers are always, you know, they'll nickel and dime me to death about the specific word. And the question is, did he say I wouldn't text her anymore? Because technically he's not texting her, he's emailing her. So,
he said no communication at all. And now all right, I think he's suspicious I'm going through his phone. That's why he's now emailing her.
Well, but still, I mean, look, the first thing I would say to him, I would do two things.
Okay.
But before we talk about him, what do you want out of this relationship? Do you view this dude as a long-term prospect? Do you want to marry this dude? Is he just sort of a date? Where are you?
No, I would like to, but the fact that he lied to me on more than one occasion about this is making me do things that I don't feel good about, like the snooping. And I can't move in with somebody. I can't see a life for somebody that I can't trust, because that is... it's so important to me. And he broke my trust once. He did it again. And he doesn't take ownership of it. And
But he didn't admit that. When you say he doesn't take ownership of it, he never said, look, this was a stupid thing to do, or I'm not going to do what I mean, when you say he doesn't take ownership, it seems to me he did the first time, because if you're going to stop doing something, you had to admit that you were doing it before. So what was the ownership issue?
Well, I guess that's true as well, but he did turn it into, well, you went through my phone and invaded my privacy.
Well, that's always the issue. That's exactly. Why I try to convince people not to snoop. Because if you think about it, you had all the information you needed, that he was acting suspiciously. And you didn't need to go into his phone to prove it. And all you had to do was say, you've been acting really suspicious since you got back from this trip, and I need to know why. And he could say, well, you're just imagining it, and say, no, I'm not imagining it. And you've been really odd about your phone. So you had all the information without having to snoop in this phone. And
yeah,
trust
your guts.
Pardon me? Yeah, trust your gut. Because once you go through somebody's stuff, then they can do that whole, well, she's just suspicious, and, you know, I've never been able to trust her. I can't believe she went through my stuff. And it completely diverts from the main gist here, which is, what is going on here? Why would you tell me? And so the first thing I would do is to go to him, and because it sounds to me you're ambivalent. So you need some more information from him that says, tell me what I should do here. You know, you came back. I probably should not have gone through your stuff, but you're acting suspiciously. If it ever happens again, because I don't know that I would admit, well, you're going to have to, I suppose, say, I did it twice, and the reason I did it twice, you've turned me into somebody I don't want to be, which is I've now snooped twice on you, but you've lied to me twice. You tell me where we go from here. And then I'd shut up. And if he says, well, you know, Maria, you're the only one I've ever loved. I can't believe you snooped. It was stupid. I have to email her because we're colleagues. And then I'd say, well, tell me if the roles reversed, how I can go forward with you. And if he says, well, you just have to trust me, I'd say, not going to work. You know, that you've already twice, you've told me something that wasn't true. And it may have been nothing, but either you don't trust me to be reasonable about stuff, which is something you're going to have to look at, Maria. If he said to you, when you said, you know, I don't want nude pictures going back and forth, and of course he has no control over what she sends him, realistically. Sure. And if he didn't point that out, then he's not paying much attention. But if he said, I'll cut off all contact, then what he should have said is, I will cut off all romantic involvement, but she's a colleague, and we have to have some interaction. What would make you feel okay about that? But if he said that, he would be a woman, not a man. Men don't think that way. They don't talk that way. So you're really left with a situation. I would say to him, you're going to have to figure out a way to prove to me that I can trust you. Let me just sort of go back on a story that I use a lot, because I'm not sure this is infidelity. And in your shoes, I don't think I would assume that, unless you're sure you want to leave. And then just leave. And it doesn't make any difference why you're leaving. You're allowed to leave. It's a free country. But the story is, a bunch of years ago, a woman called up, and she was on the way to her lawyer's office to sign the final papers of divorcing her husband of 30 years or something. And she called me because she said, I really love this man, but he's been a serial cheat. He's cheated probably from, if not the day we were married, 6 months in. But I still love him. And he called me up this morning and said he's seen the error of his ways. This will never happen again. You know, that please give him one more chance. What should I do? And I said to her, what's the most important to him in the world, other than, in theory, you? She said his boat. He loves his boat. I said, all right, what you're going to say, because you've already got the lawyers there, have your lawyer drop a contract that says, if you ever stray again, I get the boat. And if he says, okay, you know, I'll do this, you at least have some shot that he might not cheat on you again. Certainly not a guarantee, but at least it's a shot. If he says, let me think about it, divorce his butt. If he says, I'm not signing anything like that, divorce his butt. Because even though if he signs the paper, it certainly doesn't guarantee that he won't cheat, but increases the possibility, because at some point he's going to think, bimbo boat, bimbo boat, boat bimbo, what do I do about this? So let me put you on hold. We'll come back and see how this applies to you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Maria, who has basically caught the boyfriend of 8 months into at least questionable situations. He went away on a business trip and it sounds like revived, at least partially revived, her relationship with an old girlfriend without telling Maria that either the old girlfriend was going to be there or that, in fact, he spent some time with her. She snooped, which is, again, I think all you needed was your suspicion to go to him, and it would have kept you a little cleaner than this. But that's water under the bridge, perhaps dirty water, but nevertheless. And she's he promised he wouldn't be in touch, and she snooped again and found out he was. And so she's saying, well, do I stay or do I go? Where did you meet this dude?
Online.
Okay. Has he been married before?
No. Neither of us have been.
Well, I guess the first thing, as I said, the real question is, are you ever going to be able to trust him? And I'd ask him that question. I'd say, look, if I'd done the same thing to you, you would not trust me, with or without the snooping. So, yeah, I snooped again, and you know, I'm not proud of it, and I don't know how I can trust you, and I need some help from you on that. And then as I said, I'd shut up and hear what he says. And if he makes it all your issue, well, Maria, you've never been very trusting, and I know that you've had boyfriends who cheated on you in the past, but I'm not that guy. Well, he is that guy. And if that's what, if he makes this all about you, I'd dump him. Because he's, as you say, if it's, well, I can say anything to her because if I'm honest with her, she'll just have a hissy fit, and I don't want a hissy fit, so I'll just say whatever comes to mind to keep me at least temporarily safe. Well, that's not trust. That's nonsense. And it certainly comes very close to lying if it's not right over the border. If he says, Maria, I've just never been very good at confrontation, I want to prove this to you, then I'd probably say, fine, find a therapist. If he says, Maria, I wanted to tell you that I have to have a relationship with this woman because we're colleagues, and I don't know how to negotiate that with you, then I think the two of you go into couples therapy together. But I'd make this his issue, because no matter what you do, you're going to have to live with it one way or the other. And he's going, if he wants to be with you, he's going to say, I promise this will never happen again, and you still don't have any assurance. So you're right back where you are today of him saying one thing and you not trusting him, which means you're going to be snooping again, and it gets you right back in an uncomfortable position. Right. If you dump him, then he can say, see, I knew if I just, you know, that this is a really innocent relationship, and I knew if I told you that you'd blow it out of all proportion, and I can't be with a woman like that. So no matter what you do, you lose. So don't do anything. Say to him, you created the situation. How do we get out of it? And if he says, I don't know, I'd walk away from him.
Okay.
Because he's going to have to sort through who he is as a man. What I mean, this is a 40-year-old man who's never been married. What's the longest time he's been in a relationship?
2 years is what he said.
I mean, look, if I had to guess, not knowing anything about this guy other than what you've kind of implied, because you really haven't told me how much, I would guess he's charming, he's smart, he's funny, and he's probably either a middle child or the baby of a family, and he's the oldest, yeah. Well, that's even more alarming, because
yeah, he's an alpha male in every sense of the word.
Then I'd probably dump him, because alpha males notch belts.
Yeah,
and he has most oldest children are his parents together?
They are.
Did his father cheat? Do you know?
I have no idea.
See, the most first children, male or female, tend to be very responsible, and they deal very well with adults. And so the one who tries to get away with it is either the middle child, because they figure no matter what they do, they can't be. They've had their position upset twice, that they can't be as cool and as responsible and as effective and accomplished as the oldest, because they're younger, and they got the position of baby taken away from them. So they figure that the system doesn't work for them, so they break the rules. Babies are very used to, the youngest in the family tend to feel that they were everybody's favorite for such a long time, so they can do anything they want because they're relatively impotent. They really have no ability to change things, and therefore what they really want is everybody to take care of them. An oldest male who has never married and acts like this, I would be more worried about, to be quite honest, because it seems to me more that his whole thing is I can do anything I want.
Yeah.
And that does not speak well for a commitment to a relationship.
No, he definitely has a way of manipulating situations to benefit him or twisting it around. So that's why I'm weary about, you know, being honest about snooping, because it's going to be all about me and nothing about
well,
him.
Well, if that's the case, if that's the case, if when he's done something that is at very least stupid and doesn't say, I shouldn't have done it, the appearance here is damaging and hurtful, and if you'd done the same thing, then I'd walk away from him, because this is just one situation. 8 months isn't very long. It takes, you know, 6 to 8 to 10 months minimum to get to know somebody. And what he said is, it's always going to be about you. If you trust me, I get away with it. If you don't trust me, you're a snoop. What's
right.
in that for you? I'd walk. I mean, if that's your perception, that if I talk to him about it, it's going to be about Maria the snoop, I'd walk. Because
yeah,
he's not going to offer you anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can explain to me, and you can even say, you know, I thought about bringing this to your attention and just letting you deal with it. Since you created this mess, you get to clean it up. But it occurs to me that you're not going to clean it up, that you don't view yourself as having done anything, the least bit, anything, and therefore it's my problem. And so I have the choice of either dumping you, where I care enormously about you, or you get away with it, which means if you get away with it, you're going to do it again.
Yeah.
So I think unfortunately, your options are pretty limited, unless you're mistaken, unless he feels, boy, this is really stupid, and I've always gotten away with this because I've always been able to convince women that it was their problem. But, you know, Maria's the exception. She loves me, and she really wants to go forward, and she needs to be able to trust me. Therefore, I need to look at this. My guess is the only way he's going to ever get to that perception is if he feels he's losing you and how much he values you. But it sounds also that he's had the mentality of, well, if it's not Maria, there'll be somebody else.
Right.
Which is not very comforting. You want somebody to feel, I've met the woman I need to be with because she offers me more. Because it's like the Jack Nicholson comment, she makes me want to be a better man. And I don't think he wants to be a better man.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, then you may have your answer.
Yeah,
but,
thank you.
And I would explain to him what the regret and you feel that you don't have much option, and then keep still, and maybe he'll come up, maybe he'll surprise us both, or surprise mm-hmm. all three of us. All right, kiddo, if you need to stay on, stay on. If not, hang in there. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFoods savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, what can we learn from Maria's really kind of heartbreaking call, which is, if you're a grown-up and you're in a relationship, you have to think about long-term as well as short-term. And if you still have that adolescent mentality that when in doubt, avoid all confrontation and see if you can't get away with something, that understand you're eroding the basis of your relationship. And, yeah, I'm not, as you know, a favor of snooping at all, because anything that would encourage you to snoop, you can just deal with a person, say to the person, look, this is the issue. If it doesn't go away, I can't trust you. So you either need to tell me what's going on or stop what's going on, because it makes me uncomfortable, and you would be in the same situation if the roles were reversed. A snooping really seldom gets you anything that's usable, except a fight about, I can't believe you didn't respect my boundaries. So, number one. Number two, if you're going to be a grown-up you have to be a grown-up in the relationship, which means being honest. I don't think, as you know, I'm not a fan of adultery at all, but I'm even less a fan of admitting adultery. You just have to stop it. So that, because telling the other person that you cheated just puts them in the same situation that Maria's in right now, except he's not admitting he cheated, to either say, I'll never be able to trust you, goodbye, at which point he could say, see, you're really a horrible person, or to say, I love you, so let's see if we can't put this back together, which means he got away with it, or she got away with it. It's not men exclusively that cheat. So relationships take a certain amount. First of all, they take adults, which takes a certain amount of integrity, a certain amount of courage, a certain amount of discipline, or date. Alrighty, let's finish up speaking of integrity and dating and money. I know I had to sneak money in because otherwise there's no real transition there. To who we're going to put on the $20 bill.
We'll continue on with Susan. Susan says Helen Keller.
That's an interesting choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pauline says Rosa Parks.
Yeah, I was surprised nobody had mentioned her earlier, but mm-hmm. Okay.
Val says we got another vote for Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah, Eleanor seems to be doing very, very well in our poll.
Yeah, Matt says Jackie O, talking about Jackie.
Kennedy. Jackie Kennedy.
Yep. Another vote for Rosa Parks from Dave. He also suggests Maya Angelou. And Dave also suggests Krista McAuliffe. From the she was on the Challenger disaster, the explosion back in '86, and I had one person wrapping things up. One person says Hillary Clinton.
Okay, well, I think Hillary is probably a while off. If she runs for, if she becomes president, then we're talking about a different kind of situation. But still to be determined. Well, so it sounds like Eleanor, as Susan DeAnthony, Eleanor. Was there anybody else in that came any close to those two? I think those were basically the two.
I think those were the two top.
Although you guys' grasp of history is very impressive. And you guys have to be impressed that we figured out that that Thomas Marshall was making $12,000 and Woodrow was making $75,000. And Manny was commenting on the fact that when a president and vice president don't get along, but you have to remember, for the first couple of presidents, whoever won became president, and his opponent became vice president. So they weren't even at the same party quite often, and seldom liked each other or got along very well. And somebody decided that was not a very viable system, which I think was right. Speaking of non-viable systems, this is one of those things, I sort of hate to do it because it's become so fashionable to dump on the government. I'll tell you about it in a minute, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. Michael, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Doc. I have a question about my wife. She keeps lying about finances and this has been going on for a while, but every time it comes to the same thing, every time she lies about it, and until the very end, you know, when I present her with some evidence and then she apologizes, tells me that she's sorry and it'll never happen again,
and then it does.
Yes.
Okay, let me get a little background. Michael, how old are you?
37.
And how old is she?
She's 36.
How long have you been married?
16 years.
Wow. You guys have kids?
Yeah, we have a 16-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Okay. Was she pregnant when you got married?
Yeah, she was.
Okay. Does she work outside the home?
Well, that's something else too. She used to, but she was diagnosed with MS 2 years ago, and I believe this that her MS is playing a role in this because it's been an issue for years before the MS diagnosis, but since that time, I believe it's gotten a lot worse.
Explain to me how that works in your head. Why do you feel that is the case? I don't disagree with you at all. I'm just curious about your interpretation of that.
it's just been more frequent. And, you know, she, you know, I threatened her with divorce once before. And, you know, the last time that all this came up, or another bill came up that she lied about, and I told her I didn't want to do this anymore. And so it's not like she didn't know what was on the line, but, you know, she just can't bring herself to tell me the truth about it.
Okay.
And I don't want to leave her because I feel like this is when she needs me the most, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I get it.
So she, you said that this happened before the MS.
Tell me,
so when she had a job, did she make as much money as you do?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
And she stayed at home until our kids started school, so hers has always kind of been a secondary income.
Okay. And so, what does she do? Put things on credit cards and not tell you about it?
Yeah, among other things. I mean, she's written some bad checks, and then you know, she's home. She's always home. So I think she hides the mail from me and stuff, and I don't find out about it until it pops up on my credit report.
I got it.
Wait a minute.
Let me back you up a little bit. What is she spending money on? Is there a pattern?
Yeah, it's mostly for our children. Like we disagree, and I you know, there was a saxophone for my son, and you know, I wanted to rent a saxophone, and she went ahead and bought one for him anyway. And then didn't pay the bill, so I got stuck with the bill, which was, you know, saxophones are a lot of money. So,
how much are saxophones?
It's about $3,500.
Okay. Was it a used one or a new one?
No, it was new. But that's usually what it is, something for the kids.
Okay. How do the two of you pay bills? Does she have a separate credit card than you have?
Well, she used to take care of the bills. Once I realized how bad the problem had gotten, I took over.
Okay, let me suggest something to you. All right, and then let me suggest it, and then I'm probably going to need to put you on hold, but we'll come back and work this out before the end of the hour.
Okay.
You guys have set up an unstable system. Both of you should be paying the bills together, because that would instantly dissolve the problem. That she couldn't sort of put some money on that you didn't know about. Her paying the bills, understand that was unstable as well. You bring it in, she sends it out. I agree with you with your interpretation about why the MS has made it worse, and I'll tell you why, I think, is that she always felt she didn't have very much power. And certainly one of the things that marriage is a financial institution. So you could give her a hard time about paying a bill or not paying a bill, and she would just say to the kids, oh, don't worry, I'll take care of your dad about it. So she was currying favor with her kids, also felt that she had some power, and that she felt she basically can't negotiate with you, that you don't listen to her when she says, this is what I want to do. So she just goes ahead and does it, which just infuriates you. I think it's gotten worse because of the MS, because she feels even more powerless. She feels less power. She feels even more impotent. So if I'm correct that the reason she did this before, well, she's not spending money on Home Shopping Network and buying herself cubic zirconium. She's doing stuff for the kids. So she feels that, and my guess is that in the family, you're the disciplinarian, she's the easy one. So she doesn't want to lose that position with her kids, especially as her body's failing her, and she feels even less ability to negotiate with you. You think about that for just a minute. I'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes, and we'll get this worked out, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Michael, who has a wife who does what probably her mother and her grandmother did, which is hide financial decisions from the husband who makes money. And she's worked up until fairly recently when she came down with MS, which is a devastating disease, but even then didn't make a whole lot of money. And so being able to say, I mean, I can remember my grandmother saying, don't worry, you know, your grandfather will not do this, but she would slip my mother money, she would slip us money. And it was kind of it's an old tradition, but it sucks. I mean, it's a really awful thing to do. First of all, it demonizes you. Do the two of you have financial problems, Michael?
Yes, we do.
All right. Give me the nature of the financial problem. What's the problem right now? Can you pay your mortgage? Do you have a house?
No. We live with family.
Okay.
And that's part of the reason why is these financial issues. You know, every time I try and get us on the right track, that we're there for a little while and then we're derailed again because of these financial issues, you know.
But Michael, she's not going to listen to you being the daddy. She's just
right.
Not. Even though she's acting like an adolescent, I agree. She's not going to accept that. It would seem to me one of the possibilities. I don't know whether she'd be willing to go to therapy with you, but the two of you are going to have to start making financial decisions together.
Okay.
And part of it may be to figure out how much money are you. What, do you know what your monthly expenses are? If we take off Miss Spendthrift here, how much does it cost you for the four of you to live?
Right. We actually went to a financial counselor and we got that all on track. And really, we live without credit mostly.
Okay.
And I'm able to make enough for us to live comfortably. It's just to move forward.
But darling, listen to me. It can't be about you being in charge because it won't work. She'll become a financial terrorist. She figures, Michael doesn't
right.
listen to me. I don't bring any money. I'm losing, I'm losing anything I had in terms of financial clout I no longer have. I'm also losing the ability to walk, to talk, all those terrible things that MS does. So she's not going to buy you being in charge. She's just not going to because
right.
there's nothing in it for her. Which means, my dear, that with this staying comfortably, the two. First of all, you got to get rid of your credit cards, both of you.
Okay.
And what you need to do is agree that after we pay all the bills, we have, let's say, we have $150 left every month. You take 75, or maybe you even take 100, and I'll take 50. You can do anything you want with that $100. You don't have to answer to me. You can save it. So you can, and for 35 months and buy Henry a saxophone, or you can put it in the bank, or you can invest it, or you can spend it, and you can buy us all pizza. With my $50, I'm going to do whatever I want, because both of you should have some disposable income. You then have
right,
to sit with the kids and say, kids, we're going to make decisions as a family about money from now on. You can't go to your mom and say, okay, Dad won't let me do this. Can you? Because it's tearing our family apart. It means that I become the bad guy, Mom becomes a sneak, and you guys are participating in this. So we all have to agree that we sit down when you want a new saxophone, or somebody wants a uniform, or somebody wants to be able to go to the prom. We sit down and we talk about it, and we figure out where we can find the money. Certainly not a bad idea for your kids to have jobs at this point. 16 and 15 year olds having jobs. But the crux of this, Michael, is your wife. And she has to feel that she can count on, without asking, she doesn't have to ask you, that this is hers every month to do with as she wishes, that she has some emotional and financial clout. Because you telling her, all you have to do is ask me, will not work, because you're the daddy and she's the kid. And when we feel we have no power, what we do is we blow up the system. And that's what she's doing. She doesn't view herself as lying to you. She views herself as being an advocate for the kids and doing the same thing her mother probably did and her grandmother did. So you have to change the whole model. The two of you are going to be miserable with each other because she doesn't view it as lying. She views it as your daddy is really a skinflint and he's always worried, and so he's not going to do this, but I know we're okay. That's not workable for either of you. And it's also teaching your children some terrible lessons about marriage and finance and honesty and parents. So you need to sit down and say to her, we now have to start talking about money together as a family and as a couple. And you tell me how much money, let's figure out what our disposable income is, and I'm willing to split it with you, or I'm willing to give you two-thirds of it, or whatever, where every month you have that. But we get rid of the credit cards, and we teach our children how to be responsible about money. The children can no longer divide and conquer. They can no longer come to me, and I say no, and then they go to you, and you say yes. Because it's undermining not only our finances, it's undermining our trust in one another. And you can play this for her in about 20 minutes. You can go to drjoy.com. You can download the whole thing. And you can play it for your wife, and you can play it for your kids. Because, but darling, you're going to have to give up the I'm in charge, I'm the one making money, I'll determine how the family spends it. Because it's you're going to have, not only will your wife lie, your kids will start lying to you about it.
Okay.
All right? So, and this should relieve, there's no reason why you have to have the entire financial burden of four people, two adults and two semi-adults on your shoulders all the time. That the kids can certainly get jobs, that she has to stop acting, because that's what she's doing. She's acting out. And that's why I think your insight that MS has made it wrong, has made it worse, is completely accurate, because she's feeling even more powerless because of the MS. So you're going to have to give her some power in this, so we all discuss it on every month. We discuss and if you should get a raise, one of the things that you want to do is come to the family and say, good news, folks, we have this much more money, and you have to be transparent about it. You can't say, trust me, I'll tell you how much money we have. You have to show whatever the budget person did. Here's what it costs us to live. Here's the money that we put aside for savings. Here's what our insurance costs. Here's what our cars cost. So this is how much money we have left over. Kids, if you want to have more money than we have, go get a job. And I mean, which is a perfectly legitimate issue. A kid who wants a $3,500 saxophone, 15, first of all, you get him a used one. And I don't disagree with you about renting, because kids lose interest. And if he wants, my deal with my kid when she was about this age is, I will supply you with the basics. If you want something, I will supply you with jeans. With Levi's, let's say. You want Calvin Klein's, you figure out the difference between what Levi's are and Calvin Klein's are, and I'll go halfsies with you. So if you can buy Levi's for $35 and Calvin Klein's, this was the old days, for $65, it's a $30 difference. You come up with the 15, I'll come up with the 15.
Okay.
So it's a whole different way of thinking about money, because as you know, Michael, money is power. And that's where the problem is. It's not that she's a liar. It's that she has no power with you. You also have to listen to her a bit more, right? Go and play this for the family. Talk with them. And if you need to talk with me more about it, call me back, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.